Natalie Clark is a singer-songwriter who wears her Scottish heritage with pride. She's in Hawaii in time for the annual Hawaiian Scottish Festival and Highland Games, a celebration of the heritage and history of the Scots in Hawaii. She's here as the featured artist in that event, and she's with us in our studio, guitar in hand. And Natalie, it's very nice to have you.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's lovely to be here.
You've been traveling the world on your musical journey, and I'm wondering what made you decide to choose that path?
Well, I've always, you know, had the passion to play music, and, you know, I didn't know whether or not it'd be possible to do it professionally and to really go for it. And, you know, eventually I got the guts and the courage to just give it a try. And it's, you know, it's magically taken me all around the world. And I've now moved to America. I'm based in Los Angeles. And and here I am in Honolulu. It's amazing.
Yeah. Part of your story involves a kind of a Star is Born moment. Is that a fair way to describe it?
You could say that. You could say that, yes.
Describe that for me, if you would.
Yeah, I won tickets to this Q&A session with Sir Richard Branson.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of session?
It was a Q&A session.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, out of the crowd, I managed to be picked to ask him a question and asked him about being brave and if he ever felt fear. Because I thought, well, you know, if Sir Richard Branson can be scared, then maybe it's normal. I had just left my job as a teacher to pursue music. Uh-huh. So I wanted to ask his opinion on the matter, and he was fantastic, and he actually ended up turning it on me and saying, well, you know, talking about being brave, would you
go ahead
and give us a song? Uh-huh. And the next thing I'm, you know, being hoiked up onto the stage and went for it and, you know, and started singing one of my own songs. And
just a cappella, no guitar?
A cappella, yeah. I didn't have a guitar or any instrument with me, and, you know, the mic was just handed to me, and I had no option but to give it a shot, you know.
What a moment.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. It was just a very exciting moment, and to have his support afterwards and sort of encouragement.
Well,
in that moment.
Clearly it went over with the people listening,
yeah,
right?
It seemed to have a lovely response. And it just sort of kind of gave me that courage and even more passion to really give this a shot, you know.
So the moral of the story being, when opportunity knocks, be ready, right?
Yeah, gotta be ready and gotta go for it, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some of your music. It's great to have you here with your guitar in hand. And you said you had a song that kind of embodied some of that story, yeah?
Yeah, this song is the one I actually performed that day, and I'd love to share it with you, just a little bit of it. It's called Weakness, and yeah, it's about being kind of brave to go your own.
It's called Weakness?
Weakness, yes. And it's just that idea that, you know, we're all human, but it's okay to be brave and go your own path in life and, you know, just be yourself. So this is it.
Sounds good.
All right. In another life I'd be married now, I'd be settled down like you. I would hear the sound of my babies cry, and I'd hold them tight the whole night through. But this is my life now. I realize some things may never come true. So before I go to sleep, I pray to keep my faith in you. Kindness is weakness, and people
would shoot you down. There's another way. If you pass on your goodness, there's another love to go around. But this is my life, and now I realize that life keeps moving on.
That was lovely. It really was. And, you know, I thought of the phrase that's often used to describe American country songs, three chords and the truth.
Oh, yeah.
You heard that expression? But just
yes.
that's kind of what you did in your song. You're just a very honest
Thank
telling
you.
Of your story.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
Well, that's how it felt, yeah? It sounds like that's the way you go about making your music.
Absolutely. There's no frills, you know. I just tell it like it is, and... It's definitely very honest.
A lot of people find that very difficult, though, you know. You seem to have a very direct connection to what you're feeling and the ability to kind of put it into words, put those words to music.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's definitely the hope. So, yeah, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
Well, you're sticking with it, right? This is your life's journey.
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. I've come this far. Now that's me. You know, I'm so passionate about it, and I really enjoy it, and feel like I've got something to give. And you know, if I can get any opportunity to share that, I'll do it.
I think you definitely do, Natalie. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris.